Want to know a secret? The best way to get something when it's not your birthday or Christmas from our parents is to prove to them that we understand the value of a dollar. And the number one way to do that is telling our parents about shopping Amazon through the Shop Amazon button on LittleFellaRadio.com. It's that easy. Your parents would be so pleased to know that you've learned the value of not just a dollar, but the value of saving a dollar. And when you shop Amazon through LittleFellaRadio.com, it helps support this show. So do it. And tell me what you got. I may want to tell my parents. AJ back to say thank you before the show starts. Thank you for downloading, listening, and telling your friends about LittleFellaRadio.com. And now, here is an all-new show.
Welcome to Little Fella Radio. I can't do it. I'm trying to act all serious. I can't do it. Okay, guys, welcome to Little Fella Radio for July 25th, 2014. I am your host, AJ. I am joined once again, because she's the co-host, by Sydney.
Hello.
So, okay, Little Fella Radio is on Facebook, facebook.com/LittleFellaRadio, and on Twitter, at Little Fella Radio. Please like us and follow us on Twitter. Share a page and you on your wall and tell all your friends about Little Fella Radio. Okay, here we go. Today's show is brought to you by the back to school specials. Check out how easy this is, and go to your computer, click the Shop Amazon button on LittleFellaRadio.com, pick out all the stuff you need for school, then go grab your parents, and in 2 days, everything you need for school shows up at your door. It's quick and easy, and your parents don't have to go out into the hot, easy weather. Now your school uniforms come out of the clothing bin that everyone else has picked through already. Shop for school stuff with your parents through the Shop Amazon button on LittleFellaRadio.com. Sorry, I'm jumbly today because I haven't had my muffin button today. Muffin button.
Oh, snap.
Muffin button. Sorry.
How can you go a day without your muffin button?
I don't know. It's just been it's been a hectic day. I just came back from the biggest, whatever ranch you want me to call it, Gabe.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
I like muffin button.
I was at my friend's house until what time did I get back at the house? Probably like 1. I didn't get there till back to my house till 1 today. And then went to the store, came back at 4, and then...
Hey, that rhymed. Oh, great, now I get an attitude.
Need that muffin button.
I didn't give you an attitude.
I didn't give my blueberry muffin. I'm sorry. Well, it is a kind of cloudy, possibly rainy day today, tonight, evening. Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Like that. Like you just... You look like that cat. You look like that cat from the Honey Nut Cheerios commercial.
Oh, I love that.
Moving on.
Grumpy cat.
I am smiling.
Swag.
Okay. That was so swagalicious.
Swag.
Janae, if you're listening, I stole that word. Do not get mad because I just made it a thing. Froyo.
You got to use the word swag.
I like froyo.
Oh my god, that song is so annoying. I can't stand that song.
Frozen yogurt is my favorite treat. Sorry.
Beautiful singing. Just amazing.
That song is kind of catchy.
It's weird. The video.
The video is weird, yes. But the song itself just is awkward.
The song,
but...
She made a huge deal out of it, though. I mean, I know it was a fake or whatever.
But, I know, but people actually liked it.
Wait, guys, stop! Stop the music!
Sing the song you made for me.
But that's stealing.
Just sing it!
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Let's get off.
What?
I was gonna sing it. I don't know the lyrics.
Do it.
I don't know the lyrics.
What song?
Count Me In by Duff Cameron.
Duff Cameron?
Duff.
stuff.
Dove.
Stuff.
What?
Wait. Count me in?
I don't remember that.
How does it go? I can't remember. There it is.
Oh.
Now you know it.
Yeah, it's like.
Wait.
If you're the words and I'm the tune, yeah. It's on the moon.
That's how you That's how we are. When we like a song, we don't know the lyrics. Woo! And the rain is crashing down. But everywhere you are, the sun comes out. Even when you're gone, I feel you close. You're always be the one I love the most. Aw, thank you! I'm so you are underneath my skin. But anywhere, anytime that you need anything, count me in. Did I just have a diva moment?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, people are probably they're probably
diva swag.
They're probably questioning me.
Right.
Anyway. Have you ever heard a song that made you cry?
Yes, I actually have.
Really? What song was it?
There's not just one. There's actually
name
20.
One. I was going to say name two, but name one.
Well, I don't know because, well, it's not really the song that makes me cry. It's what the song, like, means and, like, what it's getting to. What?
That's the point.
But, like, there's, like, I don't know. Like, there's a couple Avril Lavigne songs that made me cry.
We're thinking about the same person, right? Like, punk rock girl who's in her 30s?
Yeah. She has this, like, these two, like, awesome songs, like, When You're Gone or something, and, like, Wish You Were Here. And then, like, there's, like, this other country song that, like, I hate, but I love it.
Is it one where she's, like, talking Japanese?
Avril Lavigne?
There's this new song that she made where she's, like, talking Japanese in it.
Is that Hello Kitty?
Yeah.
I don't like that song.
It's stupid. I don't like it, but I like the parody that Shane Dawson made.
I don't look at parodies anymore. Well, actually, today I was in my brother's room with him because he was like, oh, Sydney, come here. Because, like, I was in my other room and I, like, heard him screaming. He was like, Sydney,
Sydney. Hold on. Again with a lot of stories you have.
Okay, this is my first story.
It's one of many today.
But have you heard of, like, the Justin Bieber parody things?
Which one?
Well, there's, like, this, like, little kid and it's actually...
Maddie B.?
No, not Maddie B. Bad. He's not a parody guy. But it's like this little kid doing parodies, but it's him lip singing to a girl singing but making fun of Justin Bieber. It's so weird.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how to explain it because I don't know the, like, title. But, like, it's just weird. I'm so glad, like, Justin Bieber's, like, not in the music business anymore. Like, I didn't.
He didn't even want to become a pop singer. He wanted to become a rapper.
I'm glad he didn't.
Yeah, I whatchamacallit? Read about it. He wanted to become a rapper.
Did you hear about the thing where people were like something like send him back to Canada or something?
Oh yeah, they were trying to get a petition to send him back.
Yeah.
It almost worked. Almost. Canadian boy got lucky. I saw this video of him in, you know those doors that spin around? Like, you can...
Yeah, and he got hit in the face with it.
He was just walking outside and he, boom, ran right into it. It was so funny.
That's, like, so, like, what are you... What were you doing? What? Like, how?
I don't know.
I mean, I would be the one to probably do that, but, like...
speechless.
No. But, yeah.
I always, like, whenever I'm in one of those things, I always have one hand on it, like, the other side.
Who's your favorite new pop kind of singer person?
Probably, because,
it doesn't have to be, like, pop, like, or retro, or, like...
Any music kind?
Yeah, like, it could be R&B, it could be, like,
I have a new favorite rapper.
Who?
Iggy.
Yes!
She is good.
I love her. I know every single word to the word fancy. And at school, I sang it all the time. Like,
who
literally.
Who dat?
I would sing it in class, and everybody would look at me, and I'd be like,
I know the whole entire, I know all the lyrics to Problem. Oh, God.
Oh, snap. This is my jam.
They play this song too much on the radio. I got tired of it.
First, I'm the realest. Drop this and let the whole world feel it. And I'm still in the murder business. I can hold you down like I'm giving lessons in physics. Right, right. If you want a bad bitch like this, drop it low and pick it up just like this. Cover Ace. No!
Where'd she go? I cannot believe I just saw that.
Hey, when like my jam comes on, I get into it. Like
I like her part. No. I like her part in Problem.
Yeah, I like that song.
I know that whole thing by heart.
Well, I don't like how people are like hating on. Okay, so the oh my gosh, I don't. Sometimes I love Instagram, but I don't because there's a lot of hater accounts, and there's this one account that literally hates on everything. Like, do you remember, have you ever heard of the little girl Talia?
Nope.
No, she had cancer and she died?
Nope.
Well, I don't know if she died or not. I don't remember. But
she didn't die. That's horrible of you.
I don't know, but, there's like, no, yeah, she did pass away, but.
You sure?
Yeah. Yes, I am sure. But
serious moment. I'm trying to make it not so serious. I'm so like, mean.
No, it's, but like there's this hater account, and she posts like she posted a picture
of Ari. I know who you're talking about.
She posted a picture of Ariana Grande and her grandfather, and was like, "I'm so glad Ariana Grande's grandfather is dead. He deserved to die and stuff." And Ariana Grande saw that, and Ariana Grande literally wrote her a message and sent it back to her.
I thought it was Ariana.
Ariana, yeah, that's what I said.
You said Ariana.
Ariana?
Ariana Grande?
I just,
Ariana Grande. Ariana
just,
Grande.
Like, I don't know. I just, because, like, my cousin Rihanna's name is, like, Rihanna. So,
that's not too hard to forget her. Like, no.
Rihanna, Ariana.
How about the actual singer Rihanna? Please tell me you've heard of her.
Yes, I
okay.
have.
Okay. I would have had to get up and smack you if you wouldn't have heard of her.
Me and my cousin, we were... Oh, she was...
Please don't stop the music.
She was our best friend. Like, we loved her. You know her song, Halo?
Beyonce? Rihanna didn't make Halo. Beyonce did.
Yeah, no. But do you know the song, Halo?
Yes, I know the song, Halo.
We literally made a dance to that, and we made our own paper halos.
Halo, I can see a halo, halo, halo.
Yeah, I didn't need to open my eyes to see that.
My halo.
Why did you have your hands in the back up like this? Like, wave, never get
like,
donkey.
Halo, halo.
Yeah. Jack Black moment. Yeah. I timed that badly. I wish I had a card.
Remember those walls I built? Well, baby, they're tumbling down. And they didn't even put up a fight. They didn't even make a sound. I found a way to let you in, but I never really had a doubt. Standing in the light of your halo, I got my angel now. It's like I've been awakened. Every rule I had you breaking.
No!
Jeez, you're getting into this.
I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by your embrace. Baby, I can see your halo. You
know you're my. That's a good song. There's a lot of songs that I like from her.
Everything I need.
Okay. whatchamacallit? Her newer songs like Drunken Love and XO.
Drunken Love!
I like Drunken Love, but XO I'm not a big fan of.
I don't really listen to her that much. I listen to her old songs.
Name one of her old songs.
Diva.
Okay. That's it.
Oh, more?
Yes.
Well, I haven't listened to her songs, but I just...
Name everyone you heard of that's from her or that you know.
Halo.
Okay, Diva, that's two.
Sweet Dreams. I love that one. I'm like, I used to be in love with that. Like,
you can be a sweet dream or a beautiful nightmare, even though I don't want to wake up from you.
But, so...
That's three.
So then there's... Oh, yeah.
Turn the lights off.
Switch.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all day until about 8. Then I gotta go eat. Oh, thank you. I feel loved for the first time in my life.
No, but other songs that I know of hers. Oh, Best Thing I Never Had. Oh, I love that song.
The song's depressing.
Oh, I love that song. No, but she's like, she has like a really like happy spirit when she like sings that song.
If I were a bird.
Yes! Oh my God, I love that song. Do you know Sierra?
Do I know her or have I heard of her?
Have you heard of Sierra?
Yes.
Oh my God, I love her song Like a Boy or whatever. Have you heard of it?
Nope.
No?
I don't listen to too many of her songs.
Oh God, I love her.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Name her number one song.
This.
This is it?
This is my number one song of her.
What is it?
It's, Like a Boy.
Never heard of it. Wow, you totally love her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have heard this song. I thought you were literally about to break on a rap like you did it, Iggy. That was... Why does this turn into a music show? Might as well break out like High School Musical, just have full-on dance-offs. Where you be as I'm out, four in the morning, on the corner roll, I'm doing my own thing. What if I had a thing on the side, made you cry? Would the roles change up or would they still apply? If I played you like a toy, sometimes I wish I could act like a boy. Wow.
I told you I love that song.
A bunch of songs that you like to rap to or whatever.
The only
song I know how to rap to is Iggy's Party Problem.
I can't rap to that. That's the only one I can't rap to.
Seriously?
Well, I can try. I mean, I'm not really good at it because I don't really listen to that song.
Smart money, but and I'd be better off without you. In no time, I'll be forgetting all about you. You saying that you know, but I really, really doubt you. Understand, my life is easy when I ain't around you. Iggy, Iggy, too biggy to be here stressing. I'm thinking I love the thought of you more than I love your presence. And the best thing now is probably for you to exit. I'll let you go, let you back. I finally learned my lesson.
Holy crap. You're super good at that.
I love that part.
That is awesome.
And the sad part is I can hit all the notes Ariana Grande can in that song. It's sad.
That's crazy.
That I can rap to that or that I can hit the notes?
No, both. Like, that's awesome. I cannot do that song. I always like, I was like, like with Drunken Love, like,
Drunken Love.
I'm always like, opera singer.
Yeah, and problem, I can hit those notes.
I can't.
When I won't be...
I got one less problem.
That's probably the lowest you can go. That's probably the best thing you know in that song. I think I've just been traumatized.
Oh my gosh, the first day I found out I could do that, I was in love with it. Like,
you're in love with your manly voice.
Yeah, no, because it's like a creepy, weird voice. And like, you know me, I'm like... Anything weird I can do, I embrace it all the time, even in public.
Okay. Wow, that was...
Okay, who is... Yeah, AJG, be quiet.
Kids from my school.
What was that? You were like...
Because kids at my school, they would always do that. Whenever the teachers would be like, be quiet. They would look at me like, Andrew, be quiet. I'm just like, excuse me? You're the one who was talking. We do that in band.
Who's your favorite male?
Male singer?
Yeah.
Like, Usher?
Mm-hmm. Does he have any new songs out?
You know, if he was my favorite male singer, I probably would know, but I don't.
He's
know.
Not?
I'd like to say he is, but I don't know very many of his songs.
Second?
Second?
Your second male favorite singer, man.
I don't know. You know, there's off topic. You know how... Don't know what that was. Have you ever heard, like, have you ever watched, like, a commercial or played a game or anything that has music in it that you actually love?
Yeah.
There was this game I used to have. It was a Dragon Ball Z game. Yes, that was a Japanimation. It was a Dragon Ball Z game. It was called Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3. It was, there's this, the instrumental music that they had for it. I love that music, and I hadn't heard, I started listening, I was going through, like, all the old games I used to have, and Budokai 3 popped up, and I listened to the instrumental music of that. I could not stop listening to it for weeks. All I could think about was the solo and the guitar and everything.
My friend Trayvon, it was actually his birthday. I think it was yesterday or the day before, but yeah, shout out to him. But he is like a dancer and he's great at it. And he showed me one of his videos and a song by Christina Perry came up and I played that song over and over again so much that I got sick of it, but I still listen to it because it's amazing. Has that ever happened to you? You listen to a song so much that you don't like it anymore, but you still listen to it?
Yes. I'm just jamming out while you're talking. I kind of blocked you out at one point.
Rude!
Had a moment. There goes my childhood.
Wait.
All the fun I had. Just...
Can you go cross-eyed?
Oh, that hurt!
Look. Look, like, at my eyes. Ready?
It was so quick.
My eyes are still cross-eyed. One of them is forward and the other one's...
Oh! That's nasty!
Thank you.
One eye was like that way and the other one was facing... That's nasty, bro.
My mom, she can like shake her eyes. Like she can...
Like make them go...
And then like they'll shake.
Like those little goggle eye things. Only like a... What are they called? Google eyes. Goggly eyes.
No.
Whatever.
Like they'll literally like shake without her like...
She get her eye is like...
Her eyes will literally go like this. Like, her eyeballs shaking and, like, everything. It's so weird.
I'm shaking my eyes at you. No, this is me
without shaking her head or anything. That's looking back and forth. Like,
no, that's me. Like, you know how you say no?
It's I can
like,
actually no, kind of do it, just not for long. Like, I just, like...
Which eye?
Both of them. Like, I go, and then, like, stop.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
I'm weird.
There's no guest over there. We need some more material.
We should have used the dinosaur. I told you.
He wasn't in the mood. He didn't have his muffin button.
Neither did you.
And why do you think I'm stuck with you?
Hey, you're stuck with me every week.
What about that week you decided to go to Disneyland?
Well, that week I wasn't stuck with you.
Yeah, that week was a blessing for me.
That was a bigger blessing for me.
Because you're at Disneyland!
Exactly!
That's not... No!
Yes.
No!
Yes.
Say yes properly.
Yes.
No, stop it! Say it normally!
Yes.
You're not saying it normally!
Yes, I am.
Okay, now you were.
Yes.
Okay, now that sounds normal.
That's how I've been
saying
like, it.
Yes.
Or something no, like yes.
That. Yeah, it's something yes. About the way you're saying it that doesn't sound right.
Yes.
What are you doing? You're purposely doing something to make you sound weird.
Yes.
Okay, now it sounds normal.
Yes.
Stop it!
Listen. Shh. Listen closely. Yes. Yes.
What are you doing? That second one, there was something wrong with it.
Yes.
Okay, now they don't sound different.
Yes. Yes. See? They're both the same. It's Wednesday and it's Tuesday, it's Friday and it's Sunday.
It's sad that you know that. I don't even know that.
Sunday and it's Monday, it's Tuesday and it's Wednesday, it's Thursday and it's Friday, and then it's Saturday, days of the week. Oh,
that? Okay, now I know. Okay, I thought that was the actual song. I'm just like,
days of the week, days of the week, days of the week, days of the week, days of the week. Sunday and there's Monday, there's Tuesday and there's Wednesday.
Okay, we know what days of the week are.
Friday and then there's Saturday.
I was watching Facebook. I was on Facebook and this guy had a picture of his lock screen and he was in a different country. So the day was July 19th,
mm-hmm.
and the day was Doofenshmirtz.
Mm-hmm.
It was like Doofenshmirtz, whatever. And you know how
Doofenshmirtz.
And you know on an iPhone how it like is like swipe to unlock.
Uh huh.
His swipe to unlock was like it was. Here's the beginning of the, like where it says like on normally it says swipe to unlock.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the beginning. Here's the end. No, it started with a Z and it just went, it was all one word.
When I call my mom's work and she answers, I'm like, hi, I'm looking for
it's pretty obvious she knows who you're looking for.
Yeah.
No, you should block your number and be like, it's like the answer, hello, yes, is it yes, I would like a family dinner box please with the cinnamon bread and
no she she doesn't work at like a restaurant or anything.
No, just to mess with her.
Right?
Like, you call the wrong number, like, hi, Pizza Hut. I like the usual, the dinner box, but can you add cinnamon sticks this time?
Yeah.
Because I would really appreciate that instead of another pizza. Sorry, I forgot the word.
Hey, I am looking to get a medium pizza with pepperoni toppings and a cinnamon roll.
Sorry, that just made me yawn.
Maybe.
Stop talking like that. It makes me want to yawn.
Maybe too.
You sound like, Dory when she was talking whale. To him in Finding Nemo. Maybe I'll speak humpback. Oh, shout out. I want to make a shout out to Dante who called me 5 minutes before the show.
Oh.
Just to make him have a shout out. So your 5 seconds of fame are up. And I want to give a shout out to the Biggest Littlest Ranch, which has 3 horses. Hi, Red. Hi, Blue. Hi, HB. And a goat. Hi, goat.
I love goats.
Hi, farm. Okay, I said hi, farm. So, yeah, we are going to go on break, and we will see you back to this wonderful musical of a show. More music.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports!
And we can't get enough of them!
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Guided by a beating heart. Sorry. Welcome back to Little Fella Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Nighten.com, a fully interactive community portal for social media, games, movies, kids, entertainment, and so much more. Nighten Interactive was designed for you, the user, with every convenience that they could think of. A fully interactive community portal, Nighten Interactive. Click the banner link on LittleFellaRadio.com today. Welcome back.
When I'm wiser and I'm older, all this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. When it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older, all this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost.
Welcome back to this wonderful musical. If you guys want to know what I'm playing with, this is from my shorts. This is not supposed to be there. My mom is going to kill me.
I
Okay. That happened.
Lose the beat.
Sydney, did you lose the beat?
I feel so short.
Yes, the beat ran away from me and jumped out the window and went yee-haw on the unicorn Pegasus slash thing.
Now it's back to me. We would like to take this time to be serious for a moment. That's serious. And give our little support to all the families who lost their families. Just in the past years. Good silence.
Staring contest.
I will make you blink. I have to blink so bad. Booga 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 booga. You're fired. Stop it. Blink! Blink, woman! I can't. I lost. I can't do good at staring contests. Stop it. Stop it. Blink! I think we need to get a medic over here. I think she's, like, dead. Are you dead? Are you dead? Don't say anything if you're dead. Don't say anything if you, don't say anything if you want to quit doing this and you won't come back. That's not saying anything!
I'm dead.
Dead people don't talk.
I'm dead.
According to the most sane people,
dude,
dead
I'm
people
dead.
Don't
just be quiet for a second and let me be me.
If we want to let you be you, you probably would have jumped off this window by now.
That's true. That's actually very true.
I believe I can fly.
I got shot by the FBI.
I love that.
All I wanted was some chicken wings.
Four.
From Burger King.
Finally!
Hey!
One shot, two shot, three shot, four!
Was that? Oh.
Someone has some. Oh, someone got a bad case of diarrhea.
I get it now.
Firing them off one by one and I.
Oh, it looks like you kind of missed the toilet there, young boy. Oh, look like they're just bouncing around in the bathroom. Probably like in the, I don't even know what that was. I'm gonna probably do like a portion of the show just talking like this because I really do enjoy it.
It makes me feel, I sound like my grandma at the end of that.
That was rude.
How is that rude?
Because I said it was.
No, is that, that's just not rude. You
no,
that's
that rude. Was just not rude. You.
I don't know how you
I
can say that's
rude.
I
will cut you into sushi, for dinner tonight. You're gonna be sushi on my plate. I'm on the table.
Chop, chop, chop the squid. Chop, chop, chop the squid. Chop,
oh my
gosh. Chop the squid. Disappoint my father.
I feel like we're surrounded by
midgets.
Weirdo, like, weirdo piranha people.
I was playing this game called Borderlands with my friend Karsten. That game is awesome, by the way.
I have no clue what it is.
It's an awesome game. And in it are mutant midgets. And they're so tiny that you'd be walking around and wouldn't even notice
That's
them.
A bad word.
Midgets?
Yes.
Small people.
Thank you. When we, at school, we had, like, assembly. Have you ever seen the movie,
Was there a guy named Mark Trombino at your school?
I have no clue. But, have you ever seen the movie Snow White? No, Mirror, Mirror.
No.
Mirror, Mirror. You haven't seen that. It's, like, a remake of Snow White.
No.
Don't even look at me right now. No, just kidding.
Then get out of the studio!
No, you get out. No, but like, there was a guy, a little person who played in the movie, and he came to our
What was
like,
his name?
School.
What was his name?
I don't know.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Seriously, try to remember his name.
Dude, this was like 2 years ago.
There's a guy that came to my school. His name was Mark or Mike Trombino.
Did he have a wife that passed away?
Yeah.
Did he have a daughter?
Yes.
Did he have a new, like, girlfriend?
I don't know.
Was she blonde?
I don't know. I don't remember. This was, like, this year.
Because I know, I think one of his, like, I think his wife passed away or something. I know he had a daughter. She had, like, brown hair or something.
I don't remember. I do not remember.
Maybe black hair. I don't know.
All yeah, colorist?
And you're blaming me, like, not remembering stuff. And you're like, I don't know. I just don't know, man. So, think before you judge, sir.
Eat or deet before you judge. Which one did you say? Did you say eat or deet before you judge?
I said think.
It's not like you said you judge, eat or judge,
sir.
All I hear when you talk is wah 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 wah.
Then you need hearing aids.
It's from Peanuts. Charlie Brown. All the adults sound like wah 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 wah.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Wah. Muffin button. If you do not say muffin button at least once a day, the muffin button will come haunt you, and he will push the muffin button until you've had so many muffins that you will last years on end. And when finally you've had enough muffins to consume the world, then he will give you the ability to
push mutton the muffin a day, keep muffin! The monsters away.
It's muffin, not mutton.
I said muffin.
You said mutton.
No, I said muffin.
You said mutton.
A muffin button a day keeps the monsters away.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin? I was in the middle of a freeze frame and you just ruined it.
What freeze? What?
A freeze frame. It's where like someone pauses the frame to where you freeze. It's in the name. It's self-explanatory. It's where like, haven't you ever seen a TV show? Like at the end, something happens and like they all stop. Like it's all and like you hear laughter. It's like, and it shows the credits at the bottom. Oh, I see what you're doing there. You're not funny. You're not funny. I know when the beat is. Please stop. Please stop. Please stop. Woman! You done yet?
Not yet. Okay, I'm done now.
Thank you.
Okay. Go ahead. Go on.
Okay. So this musical of a show reminds me of High School Musical.
Me and my brother were in love with High School Musical.
What's your brother? What's brother? Aiden? I never thought Aiden would love a High School Musical.
We were young.
Does he still like it?
No.
I don't know. He's probably going to say no, but he probably still likes it.
I don't know.
That's funny. I never would have taken him as a guy who likes High School Musical. Oh, no. Who is this person that he's married to? What's their name?
Giovanni.
Okay. Tell me about them. I don't know anything.
They've gotten divorced.
And remarried?
Yes.
Now, is this a girl?
No.
Oh, God, Lord help us!
It's like world. A joke. It's like,
I know. Yeah,
like, he has a lot of, like...
Usually, you only see girls do that. This is a new one for me. Oh, goodness gracious, I'm glad I don't know all your friends.
Well, there's not a lot, so... No, I'm just kidding.
You just okay. Pwned your... Pwned? Yeah, when, pwned your own self.
When you first... Like, when you were about to... when you first... The first day of middle school for you in seventh grade, was it scary?
No, because I've already been to the school for a while.
Oh.
I was there since fifth grade, so it wasn't that scary. Oh,
it wasn't like a...
new school?
No.
Mine was a K through eighth school.
Oh.
So I went from fifth to sixth to seventh, so I had all my friends
I'm
there.
I'm scared for middle school.
You have to go to a completely different school?
Yeah. Because my elementary school... It was only K through 6.
Oh, wow. Well, are you going to have some of your friends go there, or are you moving and then going to one?
Well, I don't know. We might move next year, but...
You're going to a middle school with... Where
the middle school is close, but some of my friends are going to be there, but it's, like, scary still because they're not all... Like, all your friends aren't going to be in the same class as you.
So, well,
like,
yeah, but you still have them there.
Yeah, but it's scary, so I'm, like... Nervous.
I have to go to a completely new school. I'm in eighth grade. You know how hard it is to make new friends?
Wait, you're going to a new school?
Yeah. And I'm in eighth grade now. You know how hard it is going to be to make friends?
I know. That's like the scary part. The scary, because only like a few of my friends are going. So like, Like,
yeah, at least you have some people you know going there. The only person I know that's going there is my stepbrother, and he's in 9th grade.
My brother's in 7th grade, or my brother's going in 8th to 8th grade. I'm going to be in middle school 1 year by myself. Next year, when I go into middle school, I'm going to be by myself, and both of my older brothers are going to be in high school.
I am so sorry for your loss. Wait, so that school you're going to only goes for 7th and 8th?
Yeah.
That is absolutely retarded. That must be the smallest school in the world.
It's kind of big, kind of small, medium.
There's a lot of classes, aren't there?
There's a big field. They're outside classes. They're not in a building.
That's not small.
They're like, well, they're outside. Like, you have to walk outside and stuff. Like, there's an outside cafeteria and there's an inside cafeteria. Then, like, your classes are inside, but they're like certain buildings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So you have to walk.
Is that true?
Yes.
Same thing for the school I'm going to. It's practically a farm.
Are you excited or are you like scared?
Scared and excited.
What if you were going to high school? Would you be even more scared?
If I was by myself and I didn't know a single person?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. But yeah, so my elementary school goes to K through 6th. Then middle school, 7th and 8th. And then high school goes for the rest.
Okay, we're going to end this boredom for all you poor people that are listening about us talking about school and all that. We're going to end the show just to end your boredom. So go find something to do, whether you're in China or you're in Arizona at 7:41. And you are going to, I don't know, go outside and enjoy. Yeah, go eat food.
Food's the best thing to do.
Or you're going to go outside and enjoy the weather or stay inside in the air conditioning and hate the weather. Whichever feels good for you. Thank you for joining us on Little Fella Radio.
Today's show was brought to you by Amazon. Bookmark littlefellaradio.com for all your online shopping.
Make sure to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/littlefellaradio.
Well, guys, hope you like the show and have a muffin button day.
Muffin button!